Oh yes, I mean a great win. I mean, you know, I mean we've been in four league finals and this is the first one we won. I mean it's the first league title the senior girls have won, so we're taking the first league title back to Donegal tonight, and you know we're looking forward to coming back to Donegal with the cup tonight.
You are indeed. Brilliant stuff. Well, analysing the game, Michael, in the early stages, Donegal got off to a blistering start, 1-5 to 2 points, but Kildare came back in it to close it to a point then.
Oh yes, I mean we knew Kildare were a strong, big physical team, and I mean, and you know, we knew they ran at us, and we couldn't afford to let them run at us, because anytime they ran at us, overlap, they were coming in for a score, and that, and we were playing with the breeze in the first half, and we knew at halftime we still had a big job to do. But I asked the girls in the dressing room to go out and just give it 100% and get stuck in for the first 15 minutes of the half. I mean, that's what they did, and that's when we won the game. And that, I mean, it was just a great turnabout. I mean, and you know, it was exceptional football. I mean, and great credit has to go to all the girls involved.
And of course, the crucial goals today, goals won matches. Yvonne McMonagall with two, Geraldine McLaughlin with two, and Eilish Ward getting the fifth.
Yes, I mean, but I mean, you know, Yvonne McMonagall has been playing massive stuff, and you know, I mean, Geraldine McLaughlin from Tarma there. I mean, you know, we like that's the first day we start her. I mean, and we knew bringing her in today that Geraldine would do a job. And what can you say about Eilish Ward? I mean, she was on fire today for us. I mean, and you know, she covered every blade of glass in the second half for us when we brought her out around the centre field to cut out balls and take pressure off the back line. She came out and she did a job for us there as well. I mean, excellent. But I mean, overall, I mean, it was a great team performance. Like Maria Devaney has been there for the last number of years, and Diane Toner and the full back line. What a game they played. You know, Mary has said, back. I mean, you know, I cannot leave a girl out. Deirdre Foley, I mean, you know, they were all excellent. I mean, you know, they all dug in deep, and we wanted this. I mean, and you know, it was the hunger that won it for us today. And we told the girls, I mean, you know, we wanted to make history today, and we made history because we're the first Donegal team to win a league title. And that, you know, it's a brilliant result for us.
How difficult is it, or was it difficult today for Donegal, having led by at stages 4 and 5 points, and Kildare bringing it back to a point, to get, I suppose, the chain going again and trying to get that gap opened up? Because it happened a couple of times today, Michael.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, and we had to make some changes, and we had to stop girls that are out to out the threat. That mean, and you know, we moved some girls about, and we brought on some subs as well. Like, you know, and Youngie McLaughlin came in there from Mobile at half hour and did a brilliant job. Kate Keeney came in there at cornerback as well. I mean, you know, I say there were exceptions. The two Higgerty girls, I mean, you know, they all did a job, and like, we had to keep it. But I mean, you're always worried about. I mean, you know, when they came us, and we said at halftime, well, we're not going to let them run at us in the second half, and we stopped that threat in the second half, letting them run at us. And when we stopped that threat, I mean, you know, we knew they weren't going to get in for goals, and we kept the goals out when you were going to win it.
Karen Guthrie was a doubt this week to start today. Did you start at full strength, Michael?
Yes, I started at full strength. I mean, Diane Turner was a bit of a doubt this morning, but I mean, we took her in and, you know, did very well. She had a bit of a bug for the last 2 days, but she came in and did a brilliant job at cornerback today as well. But I mean, Karen Guthrie had a great game herself, and even Mack in centre field.
And of course, the main aim this season in the league was to get back into Division 1, but Michael, you're going into Division 1 now as Division 2 champions.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, we said this at the beginning of the year. Like, you know, if we were told that we're going to be promoted this year, we'd have grabbed it because we're in a very tough division and that. But to believe that we come up here and win a Division 2 title, it's unbelievable. I mean, and it's great for the girls and great for us, and it gives great morale to the team going into the championship coming up in June as well.
Yeah, Fermanagh will be the opposition, isn't that correct, in the opening game for you?
That's right. That's on 20th of June. That mean. And that, but I mean, games like, you want to be playing games like this, and you want to be winning. You know, winning games like this does so much for a team and brings them together and gels the girls. But I mean, you know, we have a mixture of youth and old there. I mean, I don't mean the old, the senior girls. Like that, I mean, and the mixture there working so well because they all work for one another. And I mean, there's a great team spirit there, and that's what it's all about.
Well, I'm sure you'll be starting preparations for the championship very soon. But Michael, I'm sure you're going to be celebrating your historic one tonight. Congratulations once again.
Thanks a million. Cheers. Thank you.